local information first. This is your community connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And we are at 1210 here on a Tuesday afternoon. Cows 100.9. This is your community connection brought to you by Keene Bank. I'm Corey Hargith here in studio with you. Roy Koenig is here with me. And first of all, he is in the right studio. Yeah. Normally he's next door.
I think all along, Corey, I've always been going into the wrong studio
Misfits. There you go. And, you know, there was maybe a little love lost when you walked in the building. But, you know, we got to make fun of them every now and again, don't we?
Well, they take it well. They easy targets, as we all are.
There you go. That's the piece. They're the easy targets.
As anyway, we all are when we're in that studio.
Yeah. So we brought you over here today because we will talk about an organization that you are heavily involved in, that being the Special Olympics here in Owatonna. And, you know, we were talking off the air, and I think there's a lot of people that don't really understand that there is even a local chapter of the Special Olympics. And, you know, that's kind of the whole idea why you come here, you go and talk to other service groups and things like that, just to make sure that visibility is out there.
Yeah, and really neat. The school district just hosted a resource fair not too long ago, I think the first of its kind over the district service office. And a number of folks came up to me as I was sitting at a table with some Owatonna school people with the Unified Phi-Ed program that they run. And they said, oh, we didn't know Owatonna had Special Olympics. And it's like, well, yeah, we do. And here's what we've got going on. So, no, we have not tried to stay under the radar. And there has been a number of stories in the newspapers over time. And we've hosted a couple of big events in Owatonna. But it's been a while. I know way back when we would host a regional track meet at the high school. We're talking the old high school, of course, because this goes back a number of years. And we got great participation from volunteers and all the different communities, Rochester, Faribault and such, Waseca, all came here to Owatonna, but we really haven't done that in a long time. The regional events are held more so, for the most part, at college campuses and some bigger high schools and things like that. So we haven't hosted those sorts of kind of more higher profile events, but that doesn't change the fact that we've got six sports that go on each year. We hold once or twice a week practices for each of those during their season. We've got maybe 100 athletes on our total roster. Not every one of them is in a sport right now, although bowling, for instance, has about 60 athletes per year that advance on to regional and state or to state competition. The other sports that we have smaller numbers, and we'll run through those sports individually here in a bit, I suppose. So we're out there, Owatonna Special Olympics. Facebook page is one way to see what we've got going on, Owatonna Area Special Olympics, but absolutely a program that's a lifelong program for the athletes and people who take part in it.
And I think when people hear Special Olympics, they're talking or they're thinking, okay, it's, you know, a lot of younger kids and such that are involved. And while that probably is the case, that's not all that participate.
Well, not at all, because if you're a Special Olympics eligible athlete, that is not going to change. As young as age 8 can participate in organized events. I think age 6 maybe can participate in practices, but it depends on the individual and caregivers or guardians what they're comfortable with. But there is not an upper age limit. It's not kids in Special Olympics. It's people, adults, absolutely compete in Special Olympics. So it is a lifelong activity for those folks that are involved.
And so let's talk about those six sports that you have to offer. Of course, they all come up at various times of the year, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and I'll just take you through it chronologically where we are right now, which would be track and field is going on. Track and field is hosted at the District Service Center, the old high school. They have enjoyed the opportunity to use that track to utilize. For track and field, that's going on right now. There's some other cool track and field things to mention. Bocce is kind of a newer sport in Owatonna. A couple of years ago, James Trotz came up to me or contacted me and said, hey, I'd like to coach this sport. I've got some coaches lined up because these things don't happen without volunteer coaches. We're all volunteers that work with the Owatonna Area Special Olympics. So bocce has been pretty popular. pretty simple sport. The little ball, you throw the big ball after you throw the little ball. The athletes have taken to that pretty well and having fun with it. So that starts later on this summer, running roughly at the same time as softball runs. Softball, pretty self-explanatory. Mm-hmm. Each of those starts in June. When we hit the fall, sometime in September, we have bowling, which is right here in town, just down the street. And that's a big sport participation-wise. Poly hockey, which is the same as floor hockey, but in Special Olympics, they use the term poly hockey. Pretty good numbers that participate each year. It certainly helps that Owatonna has a great adaptive floor hockey program at the high school level, because when those athletes are graduated from high school, they can continue to play that sport, and it's poly hockey at the Special Olympics level. So that starts somewhere November, December, goes through about March, and then sometime in March, or April, we get going with basketball as well as track and field. So I think all in all, that's six sports.
And yeah. It keeps you guys plenty busy because, like you said, you're all volunteers that are a part mm-hmm. of this. And as many organizations, you're looking for more volunteers and coaches all the time.
We are. We've got very dedicated volunteers when it comes to the coaching staff. But at the same time, something opens up now and again, and we are, you know, we could use some coaches. We could use some folks that want to coach. They don't even have to have experience in dealing with the special needs of Special Olympics athletes, or even an inner knowledge of any of the sports, because training is offered. Free training is provided to get you comfortable in the situation of working with those types of with these athletes. So coaches are needed, and our board, our management team, we've got good numbers right now, but never hurts to have maybe more cross-section of the community. Our management team, primarily our parents right now, which is fine. They, of course, have a vested interest in a successful organization, but it's also good to have a cross-section of the community to have folks that might be interested in helping to run the organization, even if they're not dealing with and coaching athletes, which is maybe a slight more bit of a commitment, of course, to be coaching than sitting on a management team board. But yeah, if someone has some extra time they want to help us out, we can always use volunteers.
All right. And Roy, we're going to continue our conversation here, but I'm looking at the clock. We should probably get to our break here And we'll continue talking more about the Special Olympics, maybe how folks in the community can get involved, that sort of thing, when your community connection brought to you by Keene Bank continues right here on Kyle's 100.9. Kyle's 100.9, we are online anytime here at KOWZFM.com. We are continuing on with your community connection brought to you by Keene Bank. Apologize, we're having a few technical issues with things being placed here within my log and such. So I'm going to keep on working on that, but I don't want to take away any more of Roy's time here because we still have a lot that we want to get to here. So we're talking Special Olympics today.
Yeah.
So we were just kind of talking about, you know, the need for coaches, that sort of thing. But the visibility, that was a big thing that mm-hmm. we were kind of talking about in our last segment here. But, you know, there's going to be a lot of visibility when it comes to Special Olympics in Minnesota this summer, as the USA Games are actually going to be happening just up in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, that's a really neat event. And Owatonna has a couple of athletes that are going to participate in the track and field part of things, Jared and Wyatt Magnuson. Jared has been doing this for many, many years and has competed in USA Games a few times over the years, won some national titles in different events. Wyatt will be part of that as well. So it's in the Twin Cities, June 20th to the 26th, and you can find out about details of that by going to the Minnesota Special Olympics website. They'll have all sorts of information there about those games. I know there'll be some big things going on at Mall of America to kind of lead into it. A big party up in Roseville at an event at a location on June 20th as some lead-ins. But USA Games, athletes from around the nation will be in Minnesota to participate. So it's a very cool event. Just by watching for opportunities to go cheer them on is something to look for. I know that when it comes to volunteers, at least I've been told that at the state level, they've had a lot of success in filling a lot of the volunteer shifts. So I know that there must be a lot of companies that are urging their employees to take part and just an outpouring of support for such an event, because it's really when you see these athletes participate, when you see how much they appreciate the opportunity, the enjoyment they have, whether they finish first, second, third, or further on down the line, they really enjoy the opportunity to participate. There's cool stories of athletes helping another athlete to a finish line, athletes that may get a ribbon that's a little further down than first, second, or third, but they're super proud of the ribbon because they don't have that color yet. So there's just all sorts of neat storylines that come from those that participate in Special Olympics to those who observe it that become neat stories and reasons to support it. And yeah, June 20th to the 26th, there'll be a lot of things going on in the Twin Cities for the USA Games right here in Minnesota.
Yeah, and again, getting back to the volunteer thing, this is something, it takes obviously a lot of people to make something like that happen, and I know there's been a lot of calls here in previous months and such for volunteers, and, you know, if you want to help and you haven't signed up, I'm sure they'll still find something for you to do.
Yeah, and that certainly is a statewide thing. I know earlier I mentioned how we could use coaches and board members and such in Owatonna, which we can. But as far as those volunteer efforts and those volunteer opportunities for the USA Games, someone would want to look at that state Minnesota Special Olympics website for any details on that or spots that they would still need some help, because it certainly will take a lot of people to pull it all off. But I know they'll find those people and have a great event.
And we want to, let's bring it back to the local level.
Yeah.
As we start to run close on time here. So the local Special Olympics organization, you guys get a lot of support from a lot of area groups, and I don't even want to go through and name them because I feel like we're going to miss somebody and I would feel really bad about that.
Yeah, there are a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. There is one specific event though that we do want to talk
yep.
about that is coming up here coincidentally on June 20th.
Yeah, the coincidental part of that is kind of funny because I was contacted by Taylor with the Young Professionals, Owatonna Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism organization, and they host, along with MSB, Mineral Springs Brewery, the 0.5K. They've done that for a few years, and Taylor got a hold of me and said, hey, we'd like to benefit the Owatonna Area Special Olympics. And I said, that's great. When is it? And he said, June 20th. It's like, okay, that's an interesting date, but because that's the day the USA Games start, but again, Owatonna is not involved directly in the USA Games outside of the fact that a couple of Owatonna athletes are participating. So Saturday, June 20th, it's an annual event now. Young Professionals and MSB hosting that 0.5K benefiting this year, Owatonna Area Special Olympics. And we'll have some folks there to share the word about what we have going on, increase that visibility for people that aren't aware that Special Olympics has an Owatonna delegation that's running and in great shape. And have some fun on June 20th with the 0.5K. You should start training now for it, Corey.
Yeah, I think I might even be able to do that. But anyway, all right, before we go, we got about maybe 20 seconds here, Roy. So
okay.
How can folks get in contact with the Special Olympics here in Owatonna?
Well, they can go to Owatonna Area Special Olympics on Facebook. You could leave a message there if you wanted someone to reach out to you about anything related to the organization. Or contact me. My email is voiceofohs@yahoo.com. Or give me a call at 952-215-9120. Love to have folks help out with Special Olympics that want to give a hand and support a great group.
All right, Roy, thank you so much for coming by here.
Corey, thank you for the time.
Yeah, we're going to try this again, see if I can actually get things to play the way they're supposed to. But I do have your Midday Farm Review from the Linder Farm Network on the way here at 12:30. Then I'll join you back starting just after 1 o'clock to take you through your Midday Move, brought to you by Simple Move. But this has been your Community Connection, brought to you by Keene Bank on Cowles 100.9. I'm Corey Hargith. We'll talk in just a little bit.